Now Rav Nosson Soloveitchik is going to use everything we discussed to explain another incident in the Torah. This is what it means when it says in the Chumash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Adoni. This fantastic meeting of the giants, the Battle of the Bulge. When Yosef HaTzadik was playing with the brothers, you know, they didn't know who he was yet, and they came to him and everything, and then finally Yosef tricked them into bringing Binyamin down also, and then he tricked them that Binyamin's the thief, he's got the gold goblet in his thing, and he said, all right, now he'll stay and be my servant forever, and now you boys can go home to daddy and gamarnu. And that was when Yehuda faced off with him, and Yehuda said, this is it. Either Binyamin goes back, or we'll wipe out the whole place here. So it says over there, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approached Yosef HaTzadik, and he said to him, listen carefully, Bi Adoni, I beg of you, for the benefit of your life, and powers everybody's lives here, don't make any trouble. Don't you dare think you're going to hold on to Binyamin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Yehuda, Bechinas Moshiach Ben David. Yehuda is the symbol of Moshiach Ben David, Sheyotza Mimenu. Dovid HaMelech comes from Shevet Yehuda, right? Yehuda is the king. Gur Aryeh Yehuda is compared to the king. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that there's a pasuk where it says, Vohoyo Hashem LeMelech. Hashem will be king. That implies that Hashem will put his name by the king. Dovid is the symbol of kingdom. The word Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the four letters of Hashem's name. And the Dalit, which represents Dovid HaMelech. That's this pasuk, Vohya Hashem LeMelech, rolled up in one. So Yehuda is the symbol of Moshiach ben David. Yosef, Bechinas Moshiach ben Yosef. Yosef is clearly the symbol of Moshiach ben Yosef. Ukamay Shekosu, Bezoihar, Umedroshim, Al Pasuk Seh. The Zohar HaKadosh, when it discusses this pasuk in Vayigash, says this was the meeting of the two kings, the two giants, Yehuda and Yosef. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do tikrufto de malka bemalka. This was the meeting, the coming together of one king and another king, Yosef and Yehuda, the two kings, because from them would come Moshiach and Moshiach. Kimay Shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ki hine hamalochim noyadu ovru yachdov. The two kings met, and they passed over together. She'ovru v'nizbatlu kol ha'mechablim v'amaziki alma she'klulim b'klipois eis of Yishmael. All the destroyers and all the klipois that are represented by eis of Yishmael, she'mehem ikra golus hazeh, they are the cause of the exile of the Jews. All of them got wiped out completely when these two are brought together. When the powers of Yehuda and Yosef, Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef come together, that's going to be the elimination of all klipos and tumah. Ve'ikr hatikun hanim shechal yodom, hu al yedei shehem misyagim tomid beritzoinois chazokim lasois me'anishma nase, me'atfila toira. The main tikun that's accomplished by tzadikim is accomplished by their constantly making a tikkun for this Nasa v'nishma, by converting tefila into Torah. Nasa mea tefila Torah, from Nistor they make Nigla, as Rabbein Ezal explains in that chapter on the Kutaman, and as we discussed many pages ago in this halacha. Ad shenichlolim betfilas Hashem ubetoros Hashem mamish, where these tzadikim rise to higher and higher levels of Torah and tefila, where they get to a point where their Torah becomes Torah Hashem, and their tefillah becomes tefillah Hashem. These tzaddikim, ad shemamshichim chasodim chadoshim nifloim, to the point where these tzaddikim are able to draw into the world brand new revelations of chesed. Shem bechinas tzedoko hanichlal b'mishpot, the highest levels of tzedoka and mishpot. Ad shemizbatlim kol minei dinim v'charoinaf miYisrael. And through that, they're able to eliminate completely the midas hadin, the charoinaf of Hashem, against Bnei Yisrael. That's what it means when the Zohar HaKadosh quotes that pasuk, ki hine hamalochim noyadu, that when the kings met, ovru yachdov, they were able to eliminate together, eliminate what? Eliminate everything. Wipe out all klipois and tumois. Ki Yehuda ze bechinas tikun hanishma. Yehuda is the one who represents the tikkun of nishma, shu bechinas tefila, which we said earlier was tefila. Lishmoya el horina vela tefila, the pasuk says. So tefila is the tikkun of nishma, lishmoya. Bechinas hapam oide es Hashem. Yehuda was named for tefillah. When Leah gave birth to him, she said, now I can really praise Hashem. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu had four wives. He was supposed to have 12 kids. That means each wife was supposed to have three. When Leah saw that Yehuda was her fourth son, she said, Hapam oid Hashem, now I can really praise Hashem, because I see Hashem has given me more than my share. So we see that Yehuda is the symbol of tefillah, tzedakah. Yosef bechinas tikun hanase. Yosef represents the tikun of nase bechinas Torah, bechinas osaf elokim es cherposi. There's a pasuk that when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, she said, now Hashem has gathered in my shame. Now I don't have to be embarrassed anymore that I have zero kids. Bechinas gal meolam cherpavavuz. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Hashem, please remove from me shame and embarrassment, ki edoisecho noitzarti, because I watch your Torah, I fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. So we see that Yosef, who's associated with cherpa is associated with Torah, shmiras haTorah. V'ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, ha'aver cherposi asher yogoyti. Dovra Melech says, Hashem, please remove from me the shame that I so fear, ki mishpotecho toivim, because your Torah is good. So we see that cherpa, which is the word that's used when Yosef HaTzadik was born, is associated with mishpot. Haver cherposi ki mishpotecho toivim. So Yosef is bechinas mishpot, bechinas Torah. Mishpot ze bechinas Torah kanal. Ve'ikr hatikun. And when is the main tikkun affected? Kishenichlal Yehuda im Yosef yachad. When Yehuda and Yosef blend together. Shehem bechinas klolius hatrein moshich en yachdov. That's the bringing together of both Mashiachs. Shezeu bechinas mashikosuv b'haftoras vayigash. This is why it says in the Haftorah that we read for Parshas Vayigash, she'ikr hatikun kisheyuchlalu shnei ho'etzim yachad. That the main tikkun is going to be, over there in the Haftorah, it discusses the fact that there'll be, the one will have a branch, and the other one will have a branch, and then the two branches will be grafted together. It says over there, kama shekosav sham, v'hoyu la'achod im biyodecha. And the two branches will blend together and become one in your hand. Ki klolius, Yehuda v'yosef, Zebechinas Klolius Hanishma Vahanase. Because the merging together of Yehuda and Yosef represents the blending together of this Nase Vahanishma, Sheyia Mehanishma Nase, to make the Nishma into Nase, Mitfila Torah, to convert Tfila to Torah, Ad Shehatzdoko Yehia Nichlal Beklolius Nifla Bahamishpot. To the point where the tzedakah merges together and blends together in an unbelievable way with mishpat, ad sheyu nimtokim kol hadinim v'charoinach sheboilam. And that causes the elimination of midas hadin and the anger of Hashem from the world completely. V'zeh bechinas shor v'chamor v'hispoyer Yaakov. This is why when Yaakov Avinu was facing off with Esav, when Esav was coming towards him with the 400 men, and Yaakov Avinu said to him, Im lovon garti v'echar adoto, which we explained a few shiurim ago, that was how he showed that he had Torah and Tefillah. He had garti. Garti is the Taryag mitzvah of the Torah. And he had vo'echar. He had the patience to wait, which is the whole concept of tefillah, to delay, to kavil Hashem, chazak v'amitzvah, kavil Hashem. And he also said, Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, vayehi li shor v'chamor. And I also have oxen and donkeys. Vayehi li shor v'chamor, shein b'chinas train moshich en kanal. Yaakov Avinu was telling Esav, I ain't afraid of you, because from me are going to come forth the two Moshiachs, Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David, who are represented by the ox and the donkey. Ki shor bechinas tikun hanigla. Now Rav Nosson Salk gives another proof for it. Shor represents the nigla, the revealed portion of the Torah. Ki shor loshen re'iyah v'histaklus. Because in Hebrew, the word lashur means to look closely at something. As the pasuk says, Ashurenu, I look at it, I observe it, v'loy koroiv, not from close by, it's in the distance, and I still see it very clearly. So we see, ze bechinas hanigla, sheroyin oise begilui. That refers to the revealed portion of the Torah, which is what you see. Chamor, ze bechinas nistor. the donkey represents the hidden portion of the Torah. Bechinas chumra d'shmaitza. Chumur means very difficult. That refers to those portions of Torah that are hidden, which are very difficult to understand. You don't understand it. Bechinas hanistor shekoshe lahasig, referring to the hidden parts of Torah which are hard to understand. Kiim biyegiya gedoyla, other than through very great struggle. So Rav Nosson Zal just gave another proof, because in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal calls Naaseh v'Nishma, he calls them also Nigla and Nistor. Now Rav Nosson Zal showed you how Shur and Chamor are also Bechinas Nigla and Nistor. V'zehu, this is why it says over there, Vayiga Sheil of Yehuda, Bechinas Nishma, Bechinas Nistor, Bechinas Tfila, Bechinas Tztoko, Yehuda, who is symbolic of Nishma, Nistor, Tfila, and Tztoko, approached Yosef, Vayemer Elov, and he said to him, Hainu li Yosef, he said to Yosef, who is Bechinas Torah, Bi Adoini, I beg of you, my master, Yedaber Noa Avdecha Dovor Bozne Adoini, let me whisper something into your ear, Upirish Rashi, and Rashi says, Yichnesu Dvorai Boznecho, may my words enter into your ears, Dovor zebechinas divrei Torah. Yedaber no avdecho dovor. Yehuda, who is the symbol of tefillah, was saying, let me be zeche to dovor, to divrei Torah, hamavorim shamba Torah now, shem bechinas nistar now, vezehu yichnesu dvorai biyoznecho. This is why Yehuda was saying, let my words be accepted into your ears. Shemavak, what was his request? Shemavakesh, he was requesting sheyichnesu divrei haTorah bechinas hanistor betoich his galus haTorah, that the hidden portion of the Torah should be brought into the revealed. Hainu sheyizke legalus hanistor shem sisrei Torah, that he should be zechet to have the privilege of revealing the hidden portions of the Torah. Until I tell you something, you don't know it. It's hidden from you. He said, Yichnesu devorai biyoznecho, let my words go into your ears, means I want to reveal a secret to you. When I have a secret and I want to tell it to you, the way I do it is I whisper it into your ear, right? This symbolizes the conversion of Nistar to Nigla, Nishma to Nase, Tfila to Torah. Ulahachnisom betoich haTorah shebenigla, to bring the secrets of Torah into the revealed portion of the Torah, to reveal it. Ki leko milsa deloi remiza boi raisa, because the Gemara says that there's nothing in the Torah shebal peh that's not found in the Torah shebichsav. There's nothing, so that elamai, it's just a matter of revealing it. In other words, the Gemara, let's say the Zohar Kodesh, which shows how the word bereishis contains in it all the secrets of Torah and everything, it's all there, it's just hidden. V'hatzadik kishemasig sisrei nestorois, a tzadik, when he is zeichet to reach understanding of the secrets of Torah, einoy mistapek bozeh, he's not satisfied with that, ad shemachnis oisam betoich haTorah shebenigla, until he's given the privilege of revealing those secrets, of bringing it into Torah, writing it in a sefer, in other words, bringing it into Torah shebenigla, ad sheyuchal legalos al yodam Torah l'rabim, until he's zeicha to be able to present this to the public, that's when he's satisfied. When a tzaddik is zeicha to understand secrets of Torah, that's not good enough for him. The shleimus hatikun is when he's zeicha to be able to bring it down and share it with others, reveal it to them.
Is this suggesting though that
that's a separate issue. Even if he didn't know, this is what was happening on a spiritual level. On a spiritual level, because he represented this and he represented that, and they were merging together, it was this transition that was going on. The Iker, sheyamshich mehem eitzoy sudrochem v'soyros v'schaskus l'chol echod l'chol mokam shehu. The main accomplishment of the tzaddik is when he's able to take secrets of Torah and reveal it and present it in such a way where those people that learn it are able to derive advice and support, chizuk and everything, to become more religious. Shehu ikar kolius hanishma v'anaseh. That's when this nishma and nasa are really coming together and doing their most important job. the kanal, as was mentioned earlier, in paragraph Chof Dalet. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what Yehuda meant when he said, Yichnesu dvorai bi'oznecho, let my words enter into your ears, she'ichnesu divrei ha'toyra, she'im b'chinas nistor, b'sech ha'toyra she'benigla, that the hidden part of the Torah should become revealed, should go into the revealed portion of the Torah, ad she'yuchal kol echod lehazinom l'shoymom, to the point where every person is able to hear what's being said, ulahavinom, and to understand it, lohitzi mehem eitzos l'maisa, and to be able to draw from it advice that they can apply in their own lives to use to come closer to Hashem. Rav Moshe Zal is trying to show here, this is the whole concept of chassidus. This is the whole concept of what the Baal Shem Tov came to the world for. The Baal Shem Tov took the writings of the Arizal, the whole Limud HaKabbalah, which seemed to be all space, you know, all in outer space, and limited to such a tiny little audience. And that was the Nistarois of Torah, and the Baal Shem Tov brought it into Torah Shebenigla. He presented it in a form of chassidus, where it's presented, the Kabbalah is presented in a Musar form, as Rav Nosson Zal did here with the name Ekye and Mor, remember, Dam Oda, and to translate into a Musar that gives people, ordinary people, a Chizuk and a Yisroelus, you know, a desire to do tshuva.
Right here, Vilna Gaon says that people studying Kabbalah, brings about the
Mashiach. For sure, the Zohar Kodesh itself says it, that it's the limud of these secrets of Torah that's what's going to bring Mashiach's coming closer. He wrote a pirush on the Zohar Kodesh, a pirush on the Tikkuni Zohar. V'zehu v'al yichar apcho b'yavdecho. And this is why Yehuda said to Yosef, if you let me say these words in your ear, and don't get angry at me. K'al yidei kolius hanishma v'anase. Because when a person is zohar to unite the Nishma and Nase, which is Yehuda and Yosef, Aideze Michlal Hatzdoko Ba Mishpot, that's that blending together of Tzdoko and Mishpot, Shaideze Nimtokim Venizbatlim Kol Mine Charoin Avedinim, which we said earlier, that causes the elimination and sweetening of the whole Midas Hadin. Vizehu, this is why Yehuda added, Ki Komoicha Keparoi. Because as far as I'm concerned, you and Paro are the same thing. I'll throw you in the garbage, and I'll throw him in the garbage. This is what he was saying over there, literally. V'zehu ki kamoicha ke Paro, shehatzdoko nichleles b'mishpot kol kach, v'tzedoko and mishpot will blend together so well, at shekol ha-mishpot hu rak b'tzedoko v'chesed godoil, to the point where we'll see that the that there is no mishpot, that it's all chesed, it's all tzedoko. V'zehu ki kamoicha ke paroi, paroi bechinas hisgalus hachesed ho'elyoin. The word paroi, the Zohar HaKadosh says, symbolizes spectacular chesed, according to Kabbalah. Not that paroi was a tzaddik or chas v'shalom, but the term paroi in Kabbalah represents the uppermost source in heaven from which come forth the highest, highest lights. K'mo shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is written in Zohar HaKadosh, Dechol Nehoirin is Galyan Mitamon. All heavenly lights come from this place called Paroi, because in Aramaic the word Isparian means to come forth like. The Zohar Kodesh says the term Paroi represents Bina, the upper Shekhinah, from which come forth all kinds of heavenly lights. Elamai, Paroi was the opposite of that. The word Paroi, the Zohar Kodesh says, is the same letters as Ho'oiref, which means the back of the neck. The back of the neck is the place of super din. And the equal opposite force of that to Kiddusha is Bina, which is the mother, which is the ultimate chesed, the one who nurses her children with milk, whiteness, chesed, all of that kind of stuff. This is all explained in the Zohar Kodesh. Hainu, shehachesed ho'elyoin ma'oid, Nichlal be Yosef, bebchinas Torah, when Yehuda said to Yosef, Ki komoicha ki paroi, I will take you, who are the symbol of Mishpat and Torah, and I'll blend you together with paroi, who is the symbol of this uppermost chesed, beklolius godoil, in an unbelievable mixing together, ad sheshnehem echod, to the point where both will become one. Mishpat and Stokah will become one. Shaydezeh mizbatlin kol hadinim sheboilam. That's how you zap out and erase completely the whole midas hadin. V'nimshochim kol hachasodim al Yisrael, and bring down all kinds of chesed on the Jewish people. bebechinas vo'oise chesed l'mishichoi. As the pasuk says, for Mashiach, Hashem will make chesed, meaning that when there is this tikkun of the Mashiachs, that's when there'll be the ultimate chesed, when mishpat and tzedakah will blend together in such a way where the mishpat will also become chesed, will also become tzedakah, and it will all become one.